All right, so here we go. This is a really interesting story about Stormy.
It looks like her man, the one Stormy says threatened her.
Now, Stormy Daniels says, of course, we all know the story that somebody threatened her back in 2011. She believes it was somebody working with Trump to leave the affair thing alone, not to mention it to the press, or else, you know, I hate to see what would happen to the beautiful mother of this lovely daughter here if you said anything. So all of a sudden, you know what's going on. This is just, come on. I'm nudging you on the shoulder. Come on.
They said originally this morning before we saw the sketch, they were like, and of course, you know, they'll say anything to make you like try to think it's somebody that's part of Trump's staff. They said originally it was this guy, Terrence McDonald,
yep.
Who's the director of security at Trump properties in Florida. They're like, this is the guy. This is the sketch. It matches perfectly.
And they're going to go with that all day, especially CNN. They're not going to mention the other part we're going to tell you.
Like,
go ahead.
Who's Trump's main henchman?
Right.
Make it look like him.
Okay, so she does this sketch. She has an artist do a sketch, and she says, that's the guy. Yesterday, we thought it was Tom Brady.
Well, the sketch has been done, years afterwards?
It looked just like
him. Yeah, it's been 7 years. All of a sudden, she remembers every detail of this guy's face. So Stormy says, this man approached her in Vegas 7 years ago, told her to leave Trump alone and to forget the story or else. Stormy gave her description. They sketched the sketch. The sketch was supposed to look like this. They're saying it looks like this henchman or whatever. We looked at both sketches. Doesn't look anything like the henchman guy, alleged Trump employee. It looks like who?
It's similar, but it actually looks identical. Her subconscious was working against her, apparently, because it looks exactly like her ex-husband.
Oh, my God!
TMZ has the photo of, her ex-husband.
Dude, it's her ex-husband.
The sketch, it's uncanny.
It's identical.
The mouth is exactly the same.
Yeah.
The eyes are exactly the same.
So I think it's whatever comes to her mind. She's got a great lawyer, don't get me wrong, but maybe something slipped through the cracks, and she's just come out of whatever she can. She's trying to stretch that 15 minutes out, because every minute is $1 million. Nobody talks about how much that she got paid to sit down with what's-his-face.
Oh, and yeah.
She was on The View a couple of days ago.
That was another guarantee.
That was another one.
Another $200,000. She's getting rich. Anyway, so, here's my theory, though. I'm thinking this guy may also have some tie. You think he had anything to do with Trump? Because, you know, if he had the affair with Stormy, maybe he knew the husband, too.
Possibly.
I don't know. I tell you, this is the best soap opera ever.
I just think it's Stormy's attempt at coming up with,
anything.
A man's face 7 years later. Let's see. What do I remember? And then, just subconsciously describes her husband.
Her husband.
Whoopsie.
Well, she had a really good artist. The sketch artist was amazing. As a matter of fact, you've probably watched him on TV many times. Bob Ross. I know he's dead, but they brought him back.
Oh, yeah, from the cryogenically frozen lab. They pull him right out when they need him.
Happy trees.
They unfroze him, and he came out, and he did a sketch for Stormy Daniels. He did. Oh. Coming on now.
Hi there, I'm Bob Ross, and welcome to the joy of police sketching. Today, we're doing a sketch of the man Stormy Daniels says threatened her. Happy little threats. Let's help her find him, shall we? Let's start with the shape of his head. Don't make it too round. Make it nice and square, so it barely looks human. Wow. Kind of looks like Tom Brady, doesn't it? He's a Trump guy after all, so it could be him.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be Tony Danza. It's your own sketch, so it doesn't matter who it looks like, as long as it makes you happy.
Yes,
and makes Donald Trump mad. Remember, Trump doesn't make mistakes, just happy accidents. When we come back, we'll draw a sketch of Stormy Daniels. Oh. That means we'll start with two big old mountains. I'm Bob Ross. This is the joy of police sketching.
Rick, Stacy, in the morning.